所罗门王说、我们每一个人在世界上都会遇到很多事情。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, King Solomon said that in our life we will encounter many things.
那我们也必须要、面对着每一件事情。
And we must face every one of those.、
有时候我们不需要去问、为什么我会遇到这个事情。
Sometimes we do not need to ask why we encounter such things.、
更重要的是我怎么 我应该如何来处理这个事情。
What's more important is to ask、how I should handle this matter.、
那另外一个原则就是、在对的事情、在对的时间做。
And another principle that was mentioned was that we must do the right thing at the right time.、
我们必须相信神的主权。
We must believe in God's full authority.、
我们必须、相信神都有他美好善良的目的。
We must believe that God has His own kind and good purpose.、
我们请看耶利米书二十九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 10。
第十节，主如此说：为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
Verse 10, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good work towards you and cause you to return to this place.
以色列人、他们一定会遭遇到被掳到外邦七十年这件事情。
And so the Israelites、must face the fact that they would be exiled to foreign land.
十一节。
Verse 11.
主说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil.To give you a future and a hope.
这里说到神所做的事情都是要让他的百姓能够有平安有盼望。
And so here it says that、everything that the Lord did is for so that、his people can have peace and hope.、
所以无论如何我们都相信我们的神他仍然掌控一切。
And so no matter what, we believe that our Lord is in control of everything.
无论如何我们相信、神他的目的都是为了赐平安为了给人盼望。
And regardless of what happened, we believe that God's purpose is to give us peace and to give us hope.
我们请看传道书第三章第六节。
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 6.
传道书三章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 6.
第六节，寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时。
Time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away.
为什么会得着呢？就是因为常常是因为去寻找。
Why do we gain? It's often because we seek after it.
那在我们的人生里头、我们有很多的寻找。
And in our life, we seek after many things.、
那其中有一个最重要的寻找、就是寻找神。
One is、our most important、things to seek for is to seek after God.、
那感谢神、我们已经找到了神。
And thank God, we found him.、
但是我们还是要、继续的来寻求神。
But yet, we must continue to pursue after God.
请看诗篇一百零五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 105.
诗篇一百零五篇第四节。
Psalm 105, verse 4.
第四节，要寻求主以他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
Verse 4, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore.
这里说、我们寻求神的目的之一、就是要得着他赐给我们的能力。
Here it tells us that one of the purpose of seeking the Lord is so that he can give us his strength.
那每一天的生活，我们都要新的能力。
And we need new strength to face our everyday life.
每一天可能都会有不同的挑战在我们的周遭。
Because there's always new challenges surrounding us every day.
纵然我们只是维持每一天的生活，也都一样需要力量。
Even if we are going through life just by sustaining it, but then we still need strength.
我们需要肉体的力量。
We need physical strength.
我们需要这个精神 mental 的这个力量。
And we need our mental strength.
我们也需要灵性的力量。
And we need our spiritual strength.
所以我们要已经认识了神，我们还要继续的来追求神。
So even after we know God, we must pursue after seeking Him.
这个寻求有它的时间性。
And to seek him has its own timeline.
好，我们请看约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn to John chapter
9. 约翰福音九章第四节。
John chapter 9 verse 4.
第四节，主耶稣说：“趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。”
Verse 4, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work.
主耶稣说黑夜将要来到。
The Lord Jesus Christ mentioned that the night is coming.
在我们每一个人的人生里头都会有白日，都会有黑夜。
In our life, in every one of our life, there will be a day and there will be a night.
虽然我们不喜欢黑夜。
Even though we might not like the night.
这个黑夜在这里主耶稣所指的就是 你没有办法做什么。
The night that the Lord Jesus Christ is referring here is the situation where we cannot do anything.
真的我们周遭有人他是活着但是他不能做什么。
And indeed we see people around us even though they are living but they are alive but they cannot do anything.
那这样的事情有一天它也会发生在我们身上。
And one day we might encounter the same thing as this person.
所以主耶稣说要趁着白日，我们要做我们必须要做的事情。
So therefore the Lord Jesus Christ said that we must seize the day, and when it is day, we must work the works of him.
所以我们的生活里头，我们一定要有一些优先顺序。
So in our life, we need to have priorities.
那这优先的顺序呢，跟我们的价值观有关系。
And how we set the priorities is related to our value system.
所以我们要求神帮助我们让我们能够有一个好的对的价值观。
So we must ask God to help us and guide us so that we can have we can recognize good values.
那然后我们才能够有一个对的顺序。
Then we can set good priorities.
那在神允许我们的时候，我们就做那个有价值的、更重要的。
And then under the allotted time, from God, we can do all those things that we put in first priorities, and the things that are important.
因为黑夜将到，就没有人能够做什么了。
Because once the night come, no one can do anything.
我们有白日有
give them these best things.
很多时候有些人说如果我能够再来一次那多好。
And oftentimes people would say if only I can redo this once more it would be wonderful.
因为他的白日已经没有了，他已经在黑夜里了。
Because they have lost the day and they are living in the night.
那寻找就是为了要能够得着。
And so we seek so that we can gain.
那信仰这一件事这个神只要我们愿意寻求他我们现在就可以得着他。
In terms of faith and God, as long as we seek after him, we will surely find him.
那在生活当中很多事情我们是要把握住神给我们的机会。
And in our life, we must seize the opportunity that God gives us.
在对的事情在对的时间做我们才能够得着。
When we do the right thing at the right time, then we will gain.
当以色列人第一次来到这个迦南地的旁边。
When the Israelites first came to the boundaries of Canaan.
即使照着神的应许，他们就应该进去。
According to God's promise, they should have stepped into the land.
哦，那个是对的事情，进迦南地是神给他们的应许，神要他们做的。
Entering into the land of Canaan is the right thing, and that is the things that God wanted them to do.
哦，那神既然一路带领他们到了这个迦南地的旁边。
And since God have guided them along the way to the point where they were at the boundaries of the land.
哦，他们稍微做休息，他稍微了解一下，啊，应该就靠着神就进去。
They should have took some time to rest and take time to know their surroundings, and then they should have entered the land of Canaan immediately.
哦，但是他们失去了机会。
But they lost that opportunity.
好，我们请看民数记十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 14.
哦，因为他们有人说，这迦南地里头住的人啊，很强盛，城墙也很非常高大。
Because some of them said that there were giants living in that land, and their walls were thick and high.
哦，所以不能够进去。
So they could not enter.
啊，甚至有人说，我们干脆回埃及。
And some people even suggested that they might as well go back to Egypt.
啊，那当然，啊，这个是啊不得神喜悦的。
Of course, that was not pleasing to God at all.
那后来他们知道他们错了。
And at the end, they knew they were wrong.
啊，那他们就说好，那我们要进去。
Then they said, "Okay, now we are ready to enter."
啊，但是是的，进迦南地这是对的事情。
And of course, entering the land of Canaan is the right thing to do.
哦，但是这时候进去时间不对了。
But it was the wrong time for them to enter at that time.
因为神已经说我不跟你们同在。
Because God had already said that He was not with them.
好，我们请看民数记十四章三十九节。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 39.
三十九节，摩西将这些话告诉以色列人，他们就甚悲哀。
Then Moses told these words to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly.
啊，这以色列人知道说，啊，他们错了。
And so the Israelites realized that they were wrong.
哦，他们不应该对神没有信心。
They should not lose faith in God.
啊，四十节。
Verse 40.
清早起来，上山顶去说：“我们在这里，我们有罪了，情愿上主所应许的那地方去。”
40. And they rose early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, "Here we are, and we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned."
现在他们说，那好好，我们要进去。
And now they're saying that they will go and they will enter the place.
啊，四十一节。
41.
摩西说：“你们为何违背主的命令呢？这事不能顺利的。”
And Moses said, "Now why do you transgress the command of the Lord? For this will not succeed."
四十二节，不要上去，因为主不与你们啊不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了。
42. Do not go up, lest you be defeated by your enemies, for the Lord is not among you.
进迦南地，这是对的事情。
Enter the land of Canaan is the right thing to do.
但是这个时间点，它却是不对的。
But in terms of timing, this is not right.
因为这里摩西说，神已经不在你们中间。
Because Moses said that God is not among you.
啊，四十三节。
43.
亚玛利人和迦南人都在你们面前，你们必倒在刀下，因为你们退回不跟从主，所以他必不与你们同在。
For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away from the Lord, and the Lord will not be with you.
哦，摩西再强调，神不在你们当中，所以不要进去。
Once and again, Moses emphasized that the Lord were not with them and they should not enter.
啊，四十四节。
44.
他们却啊擅敢上山顶去，然而主的约柜和摩西没有出营。
44. But they presumed to go up to the mountain top. Nevertheless, neither the ark or the of the covenant or of the Lord nor Moses departed from the camp.
哦，他们以为说神必须要跟着他们。
And they thought that God should go with them.
四十五节。
45.
于是亚玛利人和住在那山上的迦南人都下来击打他们，把他们杀退了，直到何尔玛。
Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in that mountain came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Hormah.
哦，这就是对的事情在不对的时间做。
So they did the right thing at the wrong time.
啊，寻找是为了能够得着。
We seek so that we can gain.
啊，但是在不对的时候来得着，啊，这个也不好。
But gaining at the wrong timing is also not good.
啊，那什么叫做不对的时候来得着
？And what does it mean to gain something at the wrong time？
啊，我们来看一个例子，《耶稣雅记》第六章。
Let's turn to an example. Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 6.
耶稣雅记六章十八节。
Joshua chapter 6, verse 18.
十八节，至于你们，务要谨慎，不可起那当灭的物，恐怕你们起了那当灭的物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。
And you, by all means, abstain from the cursed things, lest you become accursed when you take to the cursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it.
当以色列人攻打耶利哥城的时候，他们不可以拿里头的东西作为自己所有。
And so when they attack Jericho, they should not take for themselves things inside the city for themselves.
哦，因为这里神说那些都是应该灭掉的物。
Because all those are the cursed things that they should destroy.
哦，所以如果拿了，这个就不对。
If they took it, then that is wrong.
如果拿了，这个叫做贪。
If they take it, that is called greed.
哦，如果拿了，这个叫做违背神的命令。
If they take it, then they is going against God's command.
我们再请看第八章。
Let's turn to chapter 8.
啊，耶稣雅记八章第一节。
Joshua chapter 8, verse 1.
第一节，主对耶稣雅说：“不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，你起来率领一切兵丁上爱城去。我已经把爱城的王和他的民、他的城，并他的地都交在你手里。
Now the Lord said to Joshua, Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. Take all the people at war with you and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given you into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land.
第二节，你怎样待耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也当这样待爱城和爱城的王，只是城内所夺的财物和牲畜，你们可以取为自己的猎物。你们要在城后设下埋伏兵。
First turn, you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king. Only its spoil and its cattle you shall take as booty for yourself. Lay an ambush for the city behind it.
那现在攻打爱城，神说里头的东西你们可以可以拿成为自己拥有的。
And so, now they are attacking the city of Ai, and God have told them that there are something in the city that they could take for themselves.
东西应该都是一样的。
And so there are probably similar things.
耶利哥城的金子跟爱城的金子，它应该是一样的。
And the gold in the city of Jericho and the gold in the city of Ai must have been the same.
但是在耶利哥城，你如果人如果拿了金子，这个就不对。
But in the city of Jericho, if someone took, someone took an article out of that city, then that will be the wrong thing to do.
但是在爱城拿了金子，这个是你当得的。
But if they took something out of Ai, then it is something that they deserve.
同样的动作，但是它有不同的结果。
It's the same actions, but it has different consequences.
打仗胜利了，当然可以，在古代，当然你可以拿里头的东西。
In the olden times, if you win the war, then of course you could take the possessions.
但是在耶利哥城的时候，那可是时间不对的时间。
But in the city of Jericho, the timing was wrong.
因为神已经命令说所有的东西都要灭掉。
Because God have commanded them that they must destroy everything.
所以我们要常常知道 神啊，神的命令是什么。
So we must always know what God's command is.
哦，这样我们才会在对的时间来做对的事情。
And so that we can do the right thing at the right time.
在传道书三章第六节，另外一句话说，啊，失落有时。
And in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, another phrase that it says is to there's a time to a time to lose.
在我们生活当中啊，也都会有这个啊，这个 lose 啊，这个失落的时候。
And there's a time in our life when we will lose something.
那啊。这个有时候是我们自己造成的，啊，有时候是神让他这样子的。
Sometimes it's because of our own doings, but another time it might be because God let it be that way.
哦，那我们所自己造成的这个失落呢，这通常是我们的过患的原因所造成的。
If we lose something because of our doing, oftentimes it's because of our own wrongdoings.
哦，所以遇到这样的事情。我们需要反省。
So if we encounter that, then we must examine ourselves.
请看撒母记下十二章。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter 12.
撒母记下。
Second Samuel.
撒母记下十二章。
Chapter 12.
撒母记下十二章第七节。
Second Samuel chapter 12, verse 7.
拿单对大卫说：“你就是那一个人，主以色列的神如此说：我高你做以色列的王，救你脱离扫罗的手。”
Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel: I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul."
啊，这个大卫很生气的说：“拿单你说的那一个人呐，他该死。”
And so David said with said angrily that the man that you mentioned, he deserves to be put to death.
那拿单说那个人就是你。
And so Nathan said to David, that man is you.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我将你主人的家业赐给你啊，赐给你。
I gave you your master's house.
那这段故事我们知道，因为大卫啊，他抢夺了乌利亚的妻子。
We are all familiar with this story. David had took for himself the wife of Uriah.
那我们再看十三节。
And also read verse 13.
大卫对拿单说：“我得罪了主。”拿单说：“主已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。”
David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die."
那在这里，大卫在拿单的面前呢，他来认罪。
And so here, David confessed his sin in front of Nathan.
十四节
，verse 14.
只是你行这事，叫主的仇敌大得亵渎的机会，故此你所得的孩子必定要死。
However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die.
哦，所以大卫跟这个拔示巴的第一个孩子啊是死了。
And so the first child of David and Bathsheba died.
啊，当然做父母亲的啊失掉孩子啊，这是很痛心的事情。
Of course, it was a painful experience for the parents to lose their child.
哦，那为什么大卫会有这个失落，他自己造成的。
And so why did David have experienced this loss? It's because of his own doing.
出埃及的以色列人，他们都想要进入迦南地。
And the Israelites who went out of Egypt, they all looking forward to enter into the land of Canaan.
哦，很多人没有努力，所以他们当然没有进去。
A lot of people did not put a lot of effort, then so therefore they were not able to enter.
那我们知道摩西也没有进去。
And we also know that Moses did not enter as well.
那就人来看，这是摩西一生里头最大的损失。
And from a man's perspective, that you might say that that was the biggest loss in Moses' life.
哦，那为什么会这样子
？And why is it?
哦，这个也是摩西他自己造成的。
And that is also because of Moses' own doing.
哦，因为有一次摩西他没有尊重神。
once Moses did not respect God.
神要摩西吩咐磐石出水。
God wanted Moses to tell the rocks to give up water.
但是摩西因为他生气，所以他用击打磐石的。
But Moses was angry, so he hit the rock instead.
那所以神因为这件事情，神让摩西眼睛看到迦南地，但是他人没有进去迦南地。
Because of that incident, God had let Moses saw with his eyes the land of Canaan, but he was not able to enter.
所以在我们生活当中有这个失落的时候呢，我们要反省一下，是不是因为我们自己来造成这个失落。
So in our life, in a time of loss, we must reflect upon it and think to ourselves whether it is something that caused by our own doings.
那神是有恩惠、有怜悯的神。
God is a God that is kind and merciful.
我们发现我们有错了，我们就承认，我们求神赦免。
We realize we did wrong, then we confess that to God and ask for forgiveness.
很多的时候都是可以弥补的。
A lot of time, we can make up for it.
很多的时候神都是会原谅，都是会悦纳的。
A lot of time, God will accept our would accept and give us a forgiveness.
那有时候失落是来自于神。
And sometimes the loss came from God.
我们请看约伯记第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 1.
约伯记第一章二十节。
Job chapter 1, verse 20.
二十节，约伯便起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜。
Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped.
第二节说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是主，收起的也是主，主的名是应当称颂的。”
21, and he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
在二十二节，在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为遗忘或作。
22. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
第一章的一开始就说约伯这个人在神的面前他是一个义人。
In the beginning of chapter 1, he mentioned that Job is the upright and righteous man in front of God.
所以在突然间他所遭遇到的很大的损失。
And all of a sudden, he experienced some great losses.
相信约伯他也有自己反省。
And I believe Job must have reflected on this.
他实在是想不出来自己到底做错了什么。
He could not think of what he did wrong that to deserve all that.
所以他直接的反应就是这是出于神。
And so his immediate reaction was that it came from God.
当然他不明白为什么神要让他遇到这样的事情。
Of course, he did not understood clearly why God had let him experience all those things.
虽然他不明白，但是他知道这是出于神。
Even though he did not understand that, but he knew that it came from God.
那既然是出于神，所以他就没有埋怨神。
And since it came from God, so he did notblame God and complain against him.
第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
第十节，约伯对他的妻子说：“你说这话像以往的妇人一样，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？在一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。”
Verse 10, but he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all this Job did not sin with his lips.
那接下来还是一样遇到这个不如意的事情。
So afterwards, he continued to experience unfortunate things.
但想一想，还是我没有做错什么事情。
He thought to himself, and he still couldn't find any wrong.
所以他知道说这是出于神。
So he knew that it came from God.
那他很坦然的去面对，他没有用口去犯罪。
And so he honestly faced it, and he did not sin with his lips.
哦，那约伯他明白，他相信神的主权。
And Job understood and fully believed in God's authority.
哦，那我们读完整个约伯记，我们也实在看到神他那个美好善良的目的。
And if we read the entire book of Job, we indeed could see God's good and kind intentions.
哦，那当然对约伯来讲，他从头到尾，他还是不明白为什么会发生这样的事情。
Of course, to Job, he could not understand why he have to go through all the things from beginning to end.
哦，但是这个已经不是最重要的。
But that was not the most important anymore.
而是从这当中他能够得到什么。
But rather, what could he gain from all this?
哦，我们摔了一跤，不要马上爬起来，看看地上有没有铜板。
If we fall, do not rise immediately, but look around and see if you can find any pennies.
哦，如果是出于神让我们有所损失、有所失落，这里头一定有铜板可以捡。
And if it is came from God and we have our loss, but then of course we can probably find some coins on the way.
好，我们再看回《传道书》三章第六节。
Let's turn back to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 6.
传道书三章第六节，寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时。
A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away.
在对的事情，在对的时间来做。
You must do the right thing at the right time.
这个舍弃它在某些层面是对的事情，是对的。
And losing here is at on certain perspective, it is the right thing to do.
那什么叫做对的时间？
What does it mean, the right timing?
哦，就是在做过比较之后。
That is to say that after we did the comparison.
哦，将比较没有价值的，我们可以把它丢掉。
We can throw away what the one with lesser value.
请看耶拿书第一章。
Turn to the book of
Jonah,
chapter 1.
耶拿书第一章第四节。
Jonah chapter 1 verse 4。
耶拿书第一章第四节。然而主使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
Verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up.
第五节，水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船轻些。耶拿已下到底舱，躺卧沉睡。
So then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load.
这些货物有些可能很有价值。
Some of this cargo might be very valuable.
在平常不会把它丢弃的。
And you on a normal circumstances, you would not throw this away.
但是在这个时候把它抛弃，这个是对的。
But at this time, to get rid of this cargo is the right thing.
人的生命跟物跟其他的物质比起来，生命当然是更宝贵的。
When compared to life, all these valuables, life is of course.Much more valuable than all this cargo.
那所以永生跟这个肉体的生命比起来，永生是更有价值的。
So if we compare our physical body, with eternal life, of course, eternal life has more value.
哦，这就是为什么保罗他说他丢弃万事。
So that is.Why Paul said that he have thrown away everything else?
当我们做比较之后，是的，我们需要舍弃一部分。
And after we made comparison, indeed there are some things that we must throw away.
这个 主耶稣呼召彼得的时候，彼得就把网放下。
And when the Lord Jesus called Peter as his disciple, Peter had put down his net.
哦，那个船那个网在过去是让他捕到很多鱼。
The fish and the boat and the net was the mean for him to gain a lot of fish.
哦，但是现在跟主耶稣的呼召比起来，这个是可以舍弃的。
But when it compared to the calling from the Lord, those are the things he could throw away.
哦，在希伯来书说，这个摩西他也舍弃了埃及皇宫的生活。
In Hebrew, it also mentioned Moses have left his life in the palace of Egypt.
哦，在比较之下，摩西他知道做神的儿女，这个是更有价值的。
And under comparison, Moses realized that it is much more valuable to be the children of God.
哦，所以在这个时候，他可以舍弃皇宫。
So at that time, he was able to put behind the palace.
啊，所以我们求神帮助我们能够有一个正确的价值观。
So we ask God to help us so that we can recognize what is valuable.
哦，所以我们能够。这个在舍弃的时候，哦，是在对的时间。
So that when we need to throw away something, we can do it at the right time.
那再来，这个传道书三章第六节又提到说保守有时。
And in verse 6 is also mentioned there's a time to keep.
到底我们要保守什么？
So what do we need to keep?
这一条信仰的，在我们的人生里头，我们真的想要拥有，想要保住很多东西。
And we often need to, we often want to keep a lot of things in our journey of faith.
因为每一件东西对我们来讲都是需要的，都是很重要的。
Because we deem everything as important and we need them.
但是我们的时间就是这么多。
But yet we only have so much time.
我们的力量就是这么多。
We only have so much strength.
所以我们也要想，什么是我最应该保持住的。
So we really must think about what is the thing that we need to keep.
我们请看哥林多前书十三章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章第八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8.
第八节，爱是永不止息的。
Love never fails.
先知讲道之能，终必归于无有。
But whether they are prophecies, they will fail.
说谎言之能，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。
Whether they are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away.
这里讲到我们要保守住这个爱。
Here it says we must keep love.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们现在所知道的有限。先知所讲的也有限。
For we know in part and we prophesy in part.
有很多的事情它是其实是有限的。
There's a lot of things that we know that's very limited.
第十节，等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
Verse 10, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away.
其实我们在等候那个完全的主耶稣的来到。
And we are waiting for the perfect one, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come again.
十二节，我们如今恍惚对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到时候就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Verse 12, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known.
真的，我们在等主耶稣的再来。
Indeed, we are waiting for the Lord to come again.
十三节。
Verse 13.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
所以在忙碌的生活里头，我们要常常记得，要保持住我们的信仰。
So in our busy life, we must often remember that we must keep our faith.
哦，因为这是最有价值的。
Because that is the most valuable.
哦，在对的时啊，对的事情在对的时间做。
We must do the right thing at the right time.
哦，信仰的事情，拜神的事情，就是在现在就应该做。
And in terms of faith, in terms of worshiping God, that is the thing that we must do in the present or right now.
那什么是追求信仰？
So what does it mean to pursue after faith?
哦，就是要让我们常常存有信望爱。
That is to say, we have to keep faith, hope, and love.
哦，我们相信神，我们才会走在对的道路上面。
If we believe in God, then we will right, walk in the right path.
哦，走在对的道路上面，对的事情才会跟着我们。
When we walk in the right path, then the right things will follow.
哦，走在对的道路上面，最后才会是完美的。
If we walk on the right path, then at the end, it will be perfect.
哦，所以我们必须要守住这个信仰。
So we must keep the faith.
哦，我们要守住盼望。
Must keep hope.
哦，因为有盼望，所以现在的事情是必须的，而且是有意义的。
Because we have hope.Everything we encounter now is, we need them to happen, and it's
是有意义的，而且是必须的。
It's meaningful.
那我们也必须要守住这个爱。
And we also need to keep love.
好，有爱才会让很多事情成为可能。
If we have love, then a lot of things will become possible.
好，有爱才会让很多事情成为是容易的。
With love, a lot of things will become easy.
哦，有爱才会让很多事情成为是光明的。
And with love, a lot of things will become light.
最后我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书四章十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
十八节，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Well, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
走在信仰的道路上面，才能够让我们跟永恒连接在一起。
When we walk on the path of faith, then we are together with eternity.
这个保守住信仰，我们才能够跟永恒连接在一起。
And if we keep our faith, then we will be connected to eternity.
所以在这看得见的人生里头我们要做对的事情就是保守住信仰。
And so in our life, which we can see, we must do the right thing, which is keeping our faith.
现在就是追求信仰、保持信仰的时候。
And right now is the time to pursue after our faith and to keep our faith.
也求主耶稣帮助我们对的事情在对的时间做。
May the Lord guide us and keep us so that we can do the right thing at the right time.
我们一起唱诗142首。
Let's sing hymn 142.